Today's shiur is Masech Dekrisus on Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin with the beginning of this new Perek Dam Shechita with the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amid Beis. Let us begin with a brief Hagdama. The Shechita tells us that the first word in the Mishnah were not Goris, the word Achal, and we begin the Mishnah with the words Dam Shechita, and in fact, that is the name of this new Perek. Not Ochal Dam, but the name of the Perek is Dam Shechita. And it discusses the Isser of Achilas Dam, which we had in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omid Aleph, in the 36 Krisis. One of them is consuming blood. And for doing it b'mezid, there's a chi of Koris. If one eats a kezayis of prohibited dam, b'mezid, there's a chi of Koris. And b'shogeg, there is a chi of Echatis. This halacha of kares only applies to the blood of an animal or a undomesticated animal, a chaya or a bird, if it is dam hanefesh. There are many psukim concerning the issur of dam. The pasuk that tells us about the relationship between the dam and it being the dam hanefesh, the lifeblood, it's not every dam that there's a chiv chorus from a behema chai of the oif. It's only, as the Mishnah calls it, shehaneshama yoitze, that the neshama would go out of the body through this dam. The animal would die. It's lifeblood. Only such dam is there a chiv chorus. And we learn it from the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, pasuk Chav Zayin, kol nefesh asher toichel, kol dam, v'nichus ha-nefesh ahimi amel. So we see that the chiv chorus goes on dam, which is related to kol nefesh. And again, v'nichus ha-nefesh ahimi amel, there's a relationship between dam and nefesh. It has to be the dam ha-nefesh, which the Torah is prohibiting. However, there are other types of dam where there's no chi of chorus, but it's still a lav in the Torah, there's a chi of malchus. Other dam, there's a chi of midrabanan. And there's yet other dam, which is mutter totally. And we will see the various halachas as we progress through the Mishnah and the Gemara. Begins the Mishnah. Dam shechita bebehema b'chayi v'oif. The dam of shechita, if one shechts an animal with roiv simonim, most of the Kana and the Veshet, the trachea and the esophagus, that is a kosher shechita done with all the halachas of shechita. So the dam that comes out during the shechita is prohibited and iser koris. And as Rashi explains, bein bebehema, bein bechaya, bein ba'if, that this prohibition applies to domesticated animal, non-domesticated animals, chaya or birds, bein tmei and bein tahirim, whether they are kosher animals or they are non-kosher animals. Dam nechira, also, even if the shechita was not valid, for example, he did not use a sharp knife horizontally across the neck of the animal, but rather he went lengthwise and he pierced the simonim, and the blood, the lifeblood came out, that is also prohibited. Or dam ikur, if he pulled out, he ripped out the simonim, and the blood, the dam and nefesh came out, that too is prohibited, although the shechita is invalid, but the dam is a chi of chorus on that dam ha-nefesh. Likewise, dam ha-kaza, the blood of bloodletting, shehaneshama yoitza, boy, that the neshama comes out through that bloodletting. Chayav and olav, in all these cases, one is chayiv chorus b'mezid and chatas b'shoyim. Tosfos in Devar Yamas al Dam HaKaza points out that really this condition of shehaneshama yoitza boy, as we explained in the Hakdama, applies to dam shechita and nechira and ikur as well. We also require shehaneshama yoitza boy. Why did it say this condition only by Dam HaKaza? So Rashi says, Tosfos says, because usually ein regilin shiyakis dam lebehemta ad shiyovelem dam nefesh. Usually by bloodletting of an animal that has excess dam, it won't come to a situation where the dam hanefesh will go out. That's why the Mishnah had to tell us specifically by dam hakaza that the only dam hakaza which is prohibited, chiv koris, is one where shehaneshama yoitza boy, but of course this din applies to nikur and ikur and shechita as well. Now the Mishnah says dam hatchal, the blood of spleen, although there's a lot of blood there, dam halev, or the blood of the heart, these are not dam hanefesh. This is considered dam evorim, the blood of limbs, and on that there is no chiyuv karis. Dam bayim, the blood of eggs, and here Rashi gives two pshatim. The first pshat, it means the eggs of a ram or an ox, in other words, the blood in the testicles. And a second pshat, says Rashi, that it's referring to a hen's eggs. And the blood is caused by the hen sitting and warming up the eggs and causing them to get red and blood forming there. This type of dam is not a dam hanefesh, it's not a chiyuv kores. And now the Masoreis HaShas tells us that in the Mishnayis, in the Mishnah, we find that the girsa is dam dogim v'dam chagovim. Tosfos here also, in Divrei HaMaskil, dam dogim, we see that he had this girsa in his Mishnah, although we do not have the words dam dogim here in our Mishnayis in the Gemara. The Masoreis HaShas says we should add it. Dam dogim, the dam of fish, dam chagovim, the blood of grasshoppers, dam hatamtis, the blood when it drains out after the shechita, or the nikkur, or the ikkur, after the initial surge of blood that comes out right after the shechita, or nikkur, or ikkur, that is the lifeblood. But following that, the blood that subsequently drains out, that is not considered dam hanefesh, and therefore the Tana holds, Tana Kama says, ein chayov nalav. In all these cases, from Dama Troil through Dama Tamsis, the Tana Kama holds Ein Chayav Nalav, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on the last halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Dama Tamsis. He says that the dam that drains out after a mice of Shechita, for example, there would be a Chiyuv Koris. Begins the Gemara to explain the halachas of our Mishnah, Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, the Chol Dam Loi Soichlu B'Chol Mashusechim Loi Fula Behema. So, the Gemara says, "Kol dam loy soichlu shemei ani afilu dam halchishtaim." From those words of the pasuk, I would say that it refers even to people who walk on 2 feet. In other words, b'nei adam. Maybe they're dam. There's also a chi, of course, if one eats it. Dam beyim, or the blood of eggs. Dam chagovim of grasshoppers. Dam dogim hakol b'chlal. Once we have this pasuk, kol dam leisachela, I would say that includes everything. How do I know it does not? Talmud Loimer, the pasuk concludes by saying the words la'oif v'la behema. So we learn out, ma oifu behema miuchadim, they are special. Sheyesh mem tumah kala v'tumah chamura, they have a light tumah and a heavy tumah. Light tumah, Rashi says, is referring to tumas oichlin. If they are shechted properly, now they become a food item, and a food item can contract tumah, let's say from a sheretz, and if it's kebeya, if it has a shear of an egg, and another food touched this tamei food, this tamei meat, then the second food, likewise, the tum is transmitted from the meat of the animal or the meat of the fowl to the other food. That is tumah kala, and it has tumah chamura, Rashi explains, that if it's not shechted properly, if it's in the vela, if the person carries it, even though he doesn't come into physical contact, it merely is lying on top of him, he's carrying it, but he didn't touch it, so he becomes tome through tumas nevela. That's the tumah chamura by oif and by behema. Also, v'yesh ben isser v'heter. They have an isser before shechita to eat it, and they have a heter after shechita to eat it. Now, the shechita mekubetzes in Oy Zayin points out that as far as a behema goes, yes, it has all of these criteria that we've just mentioned. But an oif, where does it have tumah chamura? A oif, if one carries a nevela of an oif, one does not contract tumah. So the shita answers that this would apply to an oif tor if someone swallows. If he's boileya the nevela of an oif tor, there the halacha is that his begodim become tame. Ein echanami doesn't have the tumah chamura when it's lying on top of a person that the person would contract tumah, but it has the tumah chamura by swallowing a nevela of an oif tor that the begodim become tame. The shita asks, this halacha is only by oif tor, not by oif tame. The shita answers that once we have the halacha by oif, at least in a portion of an oif, that's enough to say that all birds are included in what the Torah said, la'if v'la behema. If there's some kind of birds where Tumah Chamura applies, then we say all birds. And the Shita says the same you have to learn in the next criterion. In other words, Yesh ben Isser veHeter. A Isser before Shita and a Heter after Shita, that would only apply to Oif Tor. It would only apply to a Behema Tahira. It wouldn't apply to a Behema Tmeya. That has no Heter after Shita. So we have to say that if there's some animals or birds that become Tor, that become Mutter through Shita, then that is already considered a Mila. It's already considered an attribute of all birds and all animals. The Hain Minbosser. And another criterion is that they are a type of flesh. So af kol sheish bem tumakala, anything that has a tumakala, oitzi dam halchishnayim. So I exclude from this the dam of a human. Sheish bem tumachamur, enech nami that has tumachamur. If someone carries a carcass of a person, he will become tame, even though he didn't touch it, just by masa, by carrying it. However, there's no tumakala of tumas oichla when it comes to the flesh of a human. So therefore, it's not included in the iser kares for someone who would consume the blood of a human. And now we turn to the chaf aleph amud aleph. Oitzi dam shrotzim. I also am going to exclude the blood of shrotzim. She'ein b'em tumachamur. We're speaking about even those shrotzim that are metame, the eight shrotzim that are in the Torah. Certainly not other shrotzim who are not even metame. But oitzi dam shrotzim she'ein b'em tumachamur. They ain't a chlamy, they have a tumma kala, they can transmit tumma to oichlin, but there's no aspect of tumma chamur, Rashi says, she'ain shrotzim etam and adam letame begadim. That if somebody touches a sheretz, his begadim do not become tummy. Rashi could have said, there's no tumma chamura, that if someone carries a sheretz, he doesn't become, a nevel of a sheretz does not make a person tummy. The reason Rashi spoke about that shrotzim are not metame begodim is because we saw before that by an oif tor, it's considered tumah chamura. If someone swallows an oif, nevel of an oif tor, it is metame begodim. That's enough for it to be considered tumah chamura. So Rashi wants to say, not only if you carry a sheretz, it does not give tumah of nevela, but also it doesn't have even the tumah chamura of swallowing the nevela of an oif tor, which is metame begodim. Shrotzim doesn't even have that, and therefore they're excluded totally from tumah chamura. Oitzi dam beim are also excluded. Shein min basar, they're not a type of flesh. Taisus on daf chaf amid beis divrei amasal dam beim brings the two pshatim of Rashi in the Mishnah. One, it is the blood that we find in the testicles of a shor or a isle, a ram or an ox. And then Rashi's second shot, that it's referring to a hen's eggs that have blood in it. So Taisus asked that from our Gemara that we just learned, it would seem like the second pshat of Rashi and not like the first pshat, because dam beim, the Gemara says, why are they not included in the chi of chorus? She'ein min basar, not a type of flesh. If we're talking the first pshat of Rashi, the dam in the testicles, that is a type of flesh. The oracle in there answers that the Mishnah and the Braisa are speaking about two different things. In the Mishnah, Rashi was able to say two pshatim. Here, obviously, we only refer to dam of the eggs of a hen. Because in the Mishnah, we were contrasting dam beyim to dam shchita and ikur and nikur, nichur. We were contrasting it to dam hanefesh that is prohibited with an isser chorus, and then we say dam beyim. Dam beyim, einachanami, there is dam of eggs, of a hen, and there's also dam of the blood of testicles, which is a type of basar, and will be an isser lav, there'll be malchus, but there won't be an isser chorus. So as far as our Mishnah, we're contrasting it to a chiyuv chorus, so we can include even the dam beyim of the shor v'ayil, the testicles. It was only here we're saying that this dam is mutter totally, there we're speaking about the dam of a hen's egg. So answers the Oracle in there, on Tosfos Kasha. Continues the Gemara, dam dogim, dam chagovim, and here we see that the Braisa has the dam dogim, that we spoke about in our Mishnah, dam dogim dam chagovim, that's also excluded, shekuloi heter, that this is totally mutter. Rashi says that the Gemara further will explain what this phrase means by dam dogim dam chagovim shekuloi heter. And now the Braisa wants to know, lo oif lo behema, why do I have to have both oif and behema? Why couldn't I learn out just from one? And I'll say, whatever is like this prut of either oif or behema, it has to be a minbuster. It has to have tumah kala v'chamura. It has to have an iser v'heter. I could learn it out from oif alone. I could learn it out from behema alone. Why do I need both? So the Gemara answers, e ma oif. E means like im. If I would have just the word oif, I would say, she'en bo klayim. The only time it's an iser dam is like a bird, where a bird, the feathers of a bird mixed together with wool or linen, there's no halach of klayim. So af behema she'en bo klayim. You know which behema has an iser dam if there's no klayim. If you take the wool of a goat or an ox, there's no prohibition to mix it with linen. So that's similar to a bird where the feathers mixed with linen would not have an iser of klayim. And those are the ones that are, there's a chiv dam. So you know what behema is usser and dam? That's like an oif where there's no iser of klayim. However, what about a sheep whose wool there is an iser of klayim? That's not included. Tamad loimer ula behema. That we add the any behema, even a sheep, where there is an iser klayim, that's also included in the prohibition of where it's dam hanefesh, that there'll be a chi of chorus. I let it just say behema, not oif. Ima behema, if it would have said it just behema, I would say she'en behema labonim. There's no halach of leisika chema labonim as there is by shiluah hakan, that a mother and the eggs by birds, you have to send away the mother. You cannot take the mother and the birds together. So I would say that the only iser of dam is any bird like a behema. Just like by behema, it has no iser of eim alabonim. Af oif she'en be'eim alabonim, which would mean all non-kosher birds where there is no din of shiluah hakan. Then there's an iser of dam. But a oif tor, where there's an iser of eim alabonim, I would say there is no iser of dam. Tamad loim ala oif ala behema. That's why the Torah had to say oif and behema, that the we have to include, it couldn't have said just behemoth, it had to say oif, that includes even birds where there is an iser of emalabonim, and it's not like a behemoth, and yet there is an iser of dam. Ask the Gemara, the ema kol dam klal. Let us say that the phrase kol dam, as the pasuk says, v'chol dam leisoichlu, v'chol moishrei seichem lo'oif la behemoth. This is v'yikra zayin pasuk chavav. So why don't I say that v'chol dam is a klal, is a general rule. And then it says, lo'if la behema, that is a prat, oif behema prat, that's a special, singular identification of what dam we're talking about, bird and animal. And now it's a klal and a prat, ein b'chlal ma'asher b'prat. We have a rule that when you have a klal followed by a prat, the only thing that's included in the general rule is that which is written in the specific, in the prat. Oifu behema in midiachrin aloi. Just oifu behema and nothing else. The Orach Laner explains the Gemara's question that why did you have to have all kinds of lamudim to exclude the dam of mahalchei shnayim? A person is not included because he doesn't have tuma kala, and dam shrotzim doesn't have tuma chamura. Dam behema is not a dam beyim is not a minbusser, etc. Why do you have to have all these lamudim? Simple, klal and prat. Whatever is in the klal is only what you have in the prat. It's only oif and behema, nothing else. That will exclude man, it will exclude shrutz, it will exclude grasshoppers and the fish as well. To get more answers, because I have another pasuk. The next pasuk of Zion says, there in Perek Zion, in Vayikra, kol nefesh asher soichel kol dam, v'nichrasa nefesh ahi me'ameo. So, kol nefesh toichel kol dam, chazer v'kolol klal u'prat u'klal. Now, it's not a klal and a prat, but rather it's a klal u'prat u'klal. And by klal u'prat u'klal, yatadon elkein prat. Now, we have to say, it's not just the prat, but it's anything that's similar to the prat. And therefore, it has to be similar to the prat, that it has to have tumakal v'chamura, it has to be a minbuster, it has to have a iser before shechita and a heter after shechita, and in that manner we exclude everything. But we cannot exclude it just by saying that the only thing that's in the klal is what's exactly written in the prat, oif and behema. We have to go through these various limudim in order to exclude all the other things. Ask the Gemara, how could you learn that this is a klal u'prat u'klal? V'holoi domi klal u'basra l'klal u'kama. The last last klal is not similar to the first klal, because klal akama lav, the first klal is a lav, it just says v'chol dom le'soichlu v'chol mash v'soichlu l'oifu l'beheima. It doesn't say anything about chorus, so that's a simple prohibition which would have a chiv malchus, and klal abas for chorus. However, the last klal is saying v'nichlasa nefesh ahi me'ameha. How can you bring together in a klal u'pratu klal a lo sasa and a chiv chorus? The Gemara answers, high ton of the ton of this brisa holds like the Bay Rabbi, high ton of the Bay Rabbi Shmuel. The ton of our brisa is like the tana of the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. And here the sheet in Ois Bay says that the next words are supposed to be read, the klal uprati dorish kahadein gavna, that he darshes the klal uprat in this manner. Va'afu gavdulay domi klal abasra klal akama. Ein echanami. Even if the klal abasra is different than the klal akama, the klal abasra is chorus, the klal kama is only a lav, yet he does darshan this to klal uprat to klal, and therefore everything has to be ke'ein aprat, like the prat, and it has to follow all the criteria that we mentioned at the beginning of the sugya. Amar mar, we learned before, klal uprat to klal, iatudon el ke'ein aprat, ma aprat mefurish dover sheish betum and kalvatum chamura. So in other words, the same brisa that we learned on chaf amid beis that didn't explain this halacha in the terms of klal uprat to klal, it just said you have to be like oifen behema. Now the Gemara, based on our entire discussion on this amid, says that really what we were speaking about on chafa bebeis was learning all of these lamudim through the method of klal uprat uklal. So everything has to be ke'ein aprat, like the prat of oifen behema. Ma prat mefurish dar v'sheish b'tumah chamura, just like oifen behema has the simple tumah of Eichlin and Tumah Chamura concerning carrying a nevela. V'yesh bo iser, and now the Bach says that the word should be read, v'yesh bo iser, v'yesh bo heter, v'hein min baser, af koldo v'yesh bo Tumah Kava Tumah Chamura, and it's a min baser, his iser heter is included. Ask the Gemara, af kol diktonu l'suyemai, when you said af kol, what are you trying to add? It seems to be you're adding something extra, amar ravada, v'ravan l'suyedumoy shel koi. We want to add to the prohibition, which is chayv chorus for eating a kizayis dam, not only a behema, not only a chaya, but even a koi, which is a mixture of chayv behema, a suffic chayv behema, as we'll soon see. Micah suffer. What does he hold? That he needs, that he's being marba kol, af kol dover, sheyesh by tumah chamura. What does he hold? Ika suver koi sveka hu. If he holds a koi is a chaya suffik behema, so it's a krolam eser sveka. Do I need a pasuk to prohibit a suffik? As Rashi explains, whether it's a chaya, it'll be usher, and whether it's a behema, it should be usher. Now Rashi also points out that we're marba koi. Why don't we? The Rashi asks the question: why aren't we marba chaya? So Rashi answers, a chai, I don't have to be marble because chai is b'chal behema. When the Torah said oifu behema, we have this very often through Shas, that behema includes a chaya. So we're not going to be marba a chaya when it's already included in behema. So therefore, the Gemara wanted to say koi, but now the Gemara is asking if koi is a suffik chaya, suffik behema, then memanavshach. If I look at it as a chaya, it's usher. If I look at it as a behema, it's usher. So the pasuk has to tell me something that's a suffik is usher to dam. Elok suffer koi bared thing atzmehu. He holds a koi is a whole type of new creation. It's neither a chaya nor a behema. So I would have thought that it's not in the iser of dam. That's why he had to tell you that anything that is like an oif and a behema, that follows the criteria of oif and behema, has a halacha of an iser of dam. Ask the Gemara, ashkan dami. Okay, you've shown me how koi, its blood is prohibited, chel b'minol. How do we know that's in the iser chelev as well? I think Gemara answers me, kol chelev. This is a pasuk in Dvorim Yudalid, pasuk chaf aleph, where the pasuk says, le'soichlu. Excuse me, it's a pasuk in Vayikra Zion, pasuk Chaf Gimel, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, Lamer, Kol Chelev, Shor V'chesev, Eiz Loise Chelu. So it says the word Kol Chelev, Imarba, the Chelev of a Koi, Nivlasim Minol. And how do you know that there's an Isser Nevela, an Isser of Achilas Nevela by, Rashi says, eating a nevela concerning a koi. So that is the pasuk that we mentioned in Dvorim Yudalit pasuk Chavalev, where it says loisaychlu kol nevela. That I learned not mikol nevela. It says all nevela includes even the nevela of a koi. Gidan nashim and all. How do we know that the iser of eating a gidan nasha, the sciatic nerve, applies to a koi as well? The answer is bekafa yerech tal yerechmanet. The Torah made the iser of Gidanasha dependent on the kafayerich. In other words, a sciatic nerve that lies on a spoon-shaped flesh. It looks like a ladle, that flesh. So since it's dependent on this spoon-shaped piece of flesh on which the sciatic nerve rests, if it's dependent, the kafayerich talya rachmana, the Torah made it dependent on kafayerich, voyisli kafayerich. It has a kafayer. Rashi says, an oif einachanami, the sciatic nerve is not prohibited, because it does not lie on a piece of flesh that looks like round-shaped, like a spoon, like a ladle. It's elongated. It doesn't have that look. Memele, the Gemara says in Cholim that there is no iser of gid hanasha. Tumasai ushchita minolon. How do we know that there is, it's metama like a nevela? And how do we know that it has all the halachas of shchita? That whatever passels a shchita by a behemoth or a chaya will passel the shchita by a koi. The Gemara says, svara, that's already logical. Middle chol mili, rabbi rechmana kibehemoth. Since the Torah we find from all the times it says kol, and the fact that it has a kafayerech, the bottom line is, in all matters, a koi is like a behemoth. So tumas shchita say nami kibehemoth. So the tum and the shchita, I'll say likewise, has the same halacha as a behemoth. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar, we learned before. Oitzi damahal hishtayim sheish bem tumah chamur veim bem tumah kala. We're going to exclude the blood of a human being that it only has tumah chamur. It does not have tumah kala, so it's not comparable to oif and behema. Vermini, and I'll ask you a stira. Ha chaytech min adam. If somebody cut flesh from a human being, from a person, tsarech machshava vehechsher. He needs machshava to make that piece of flesh into a food item, and then it, in order to receive tumah, it has to have one of the seven mashkim, which are included in dam yad shachad dam. This is an acronym for the seven different liquids that make a food item mukhshar, prepared to receive tumah. So first it has to be turned into a food item through his machshava to eat it. Then it requires a preparation for being mekabel tumah by having one of the seven mashkim spilled on it. V'kashalon machshava lamali. Why do I need machshava to make it into a food item? Ta'aseh haticha shalai machshava. His very cutting of the flesh, that itself should indicate that he wants to now use it as a food item. V'amar Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish answered, b'choit chel kelev, that he's cutting it off as a food for a dog. U'machshava lekelev, lav machshava hi. And the machshava for a dog, even though the dog's going to consume it, that's not considered a machshava. It has to be a machshava for the human to consume it. Toysus and Devi Masbul Khoitkal Kalif points out that the Gemara could have answered that he was cutting the flesh off for medical purposes, for refuah. And that's not good enough. You have to have machshava to make it into a food item. Toysus says the Gemara didn't answer that because the Gemara wants to give a bigger chiddush, that even though you are cutting it off for food, but it's not human consumption, it's food for an animal, for a dog, that's not sufficient until he has machshava for human consumption, and that, and only that, will turn it into a food item. The lawyer, you going to tell me that machshava for a dog is not considered a machshava for a food item, and therefore will not be makabel tumah as a oichlin, as a food item? But now we learned in our Mishnah, klal amru b'tumah, they set a rule concerning tumah. Kol ami yuchad, the next word, the shita in ois tezvav, tells us that it should be lo'oichl adam, not lechol adam, but kol ami yuchad. Lo'oichol adam, anything that is set aside for human consumption, tummy, it remains tummy, achi, yivsum, achilus, kalb, until it gets spoiled, that it's not edible by a dog. So we see that tumas oichol is dependent on a dog's consumption. The more answers, there's a major difference. Hahu la suke tumah mine. There, the halacha is to remove tumah from the oichlin. Then the tumah is only removed if it becomes nifsal mi'achilas kelev. The kivan the mikara have chazal adam, since at first it was fitting for human consumption, lasuke mituma, to remove that tuma, it's dependent on achiv semachilis kalav until it's no longer edible even for a dog. But ha-ha, here we're not talking about removing tuma, here it's lachusei leituma. Here we want to impart tuma. We want to say that this is a food item which can receive tuma from a sheretz and impart tuma to another oichlin. There the halacha is, ichazil adam, and now we're going to learn like the shita in Ois Tezayin, ichazil adam in. If it's fitting for human consumption, then it is able to impart, receive tumah and impart tumah. Eloi chazil adam loi. And if it's not fitting for human consumption, then it will not receive tumah and not impart tumah to another food item. Ask the Gemara, now that we understand this Mishnah, mikol makom tani machshava, we learned over here a halacha of machshava that you need not only hechsher of the food item, but you need a machshava to make it into a food item. Machshava l'tumakali. What do we use machshava for? Machshava is only used in tumakala. It's not used in tumachamura. So we see that tumakala applies to human flesh as well. And before we said that only tumachamura applies to human flesh and not tumakala. The more answers, when does tumakala apply to human flesh? Hanimili mechayim. That's only when the person's alive. Because when a person's alive, he doesn't have the tumachamura of Tumas Meis. So therefore, he has, through Machshava, Tumas Oichlin, he can have the Tumakalav. But we are speaking about Avala Acher Misa. We're speaking about after the person is dead. Tamehu Tumah Chamura, then the flesh is only Tameh Tumah Chamura, and it does not have any din of Oichel on it for Tumakalav. So it comes out that we have concluded that when we said that an Adam has Tumah Chamura and not Tumakalav, we were speaking about after the death of the person. So the Gemara says, the Kavasah Gavi Behema, if we're going to compare Adam to Behema, and we're going to say that by Behema, Tumah Chamura and Tumah Kala is possible, and by an Adam only Tumah Chamura, so what's the case of comparison? La'achar Misa. So thereby an animal, we're also speaking about La'achar Misa. So now the Gemara asks, explain to me where a Behema La'achar Misa, you're going to have both Tumah Chamura and Tumah Kala. E-Busser, if we're speaking about the flesh of a nevela, metama tumachamura. There, it is metama a tumachamura. Carrying the nevela would be metama the person. But there's no tumakala there. Ve'im dam. And if we're speaking about the dam of a nevela, metama tumachamura. There also, it's metama tumachamura and not tumakala. It's none. We learned in the Mishnah in Idias Perikei Mishnah Aleph, dam nevelas, the dam of nevelas, beishamay metaran, they say it's mutter, does not have a din of a nevela. Ubeisil metam and the beisil say that dam nevela has a din of a nevela. Just like a nevela is metama tumachamura, so also dam is metama tumachamura. Where do you find that a behema la'achar misa is metama tumasoichlin? Loi nitzricha. We'll have to say that the case is speaking about elikit is none. Like we learned in a Mishnah, in Uktzin Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel. Nevelas behema tumeya b'chol maka. The Mishnah says that you need a machshava to render the nevela of a behema tumeya into a food substance, into an oichel, so that it would be able to be makabel tumas oichlin and transmit when it touches other food. So there, you'll need the machshava b'chol makam, even in the heavily populated marketplaces, since people, even Gentiles, will not usually eat non-kosher animals. It's repulsive to them. So therefore, in order to make it into an oichel, you'll need a machshava. You have to think that you want to eat this and make it into an oichel. Nevelas oiftar, the nevela of a kosher bird. There, in the marketplace, you will find enough customers. It's not as repulsive, and they would eat it. So in the marketplace, you would not need a machshava, but big form. In the villages, where you don't have so many people, so there we'll say also that most people would not consider it a food item, and therefore, an avail of a behemoth tomato everywhere, and an avail of oiftar, at least in the villages, tzarech machshava, you need machshava. However, vein tzarech hechsher, you don't need the hechsher of the seven mashkim to render it ready to be mekabel tumah, as Rashi explains. We're going to learn it in a few lines in the Gemara, that anything that eventually will have tumah chamura, like the nevela of a behemoth, which is metama b'masa, or the nevela of a iftar, which we learned before, when you swallow it, it's metama the begodim, So we have a rule that kol she soifoi latami tumachamura ain't a tzarech hechsher. Anything which at the end will be metame the severe tuma does not need a hechsher in order to become tame as an oichlin. And therefore, it needs machshava here to make it into an oichel, but it doesn't need hechsher. The Mesoris Hashas tells us that we skip the words in the parentheses. Va'omar lei rav l'rabchia. Rav said to rabchia, machshava lamali. Why do you always need machshava that you're speaking about the tumah kala so that you go into the inyan of tumas oichlin? And that is a tumah kala. It's not like a tumah sameis that's metame adam v'kelim. This is a tumah kala that's metame other foods. So you need a machshava to render it into a food item. But why do we need that here? We're speaking about a nevela. He gufa tumah. It itself is a nevela. It has tumas nevela. So why do I have to get bothered with having machshava to make it into an oichel for the tumah kala? Amar lei. So Rav Chiya responded to Rav. It's speaking about a case where you have less than a kezayis of nevela. V'tzorfa, and he attached it l'pachas mikabeyas oichlin, to less than an egg's worth of food. The high v'high havikabeya, when you have the less than a kezayis of the nevela together with the less than a egg's worth of food, together it makes a beya. And therefore, it's correct that this nevela in and of itself would not be metame tuma chamura, because it's less than a kezayis. However, here you have a case where it could be metame tuma soichlin, but it needs the machshava to make it into tuma soichlin, and then it'll be mitzarif with the less than a kebeya of the oichel, and together there'll be a bey of an oichel. Ihachi asking more if that's the case. Leboi nami hechsher, then it should require hechsher. Why do you say before tzorach machshava vein tzorach hechsher? Then it should need hechsher also. The ha'atan debei Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in the base measure of Rabbi Shmuel. I'll call the pasuk says I'll call zera zarua asher yizora. Those seeds require hechsher in order to be mekabel tumah. They need the seven liquids on them. So we learn out, mazrom yuchadim, shein soifel tamei tumah chamura. Just like seeds, they cannot turn into a substance which will affect tumah chamura, which is metama adamar kalim. They don't have that power. Vitzarech hechsher, and it requires a preparation with the seven, one of the seven mashkin being put on them in order to be mekabel tumah af kol she'ein soifel tamei tumah chamura. Anything that will not eventually become tumah chamura, tzarech hechsher, needs hechsher. So here you're telling me we're speaking about a case where you have less than a kezayis of a nevela that can never be metama tumah chamura, because tumah chamura by nevela is only with a kezayis. So if so, then you should require hechsher. Why do you tell me you don't need hechsher? Amar lei hani mili ba'eichlin da'alma. That halach is by regular foodstuff, the less by pachsim kezayis of nevela. It's not attached to less than a kezayis of nevela. So then in Echonami you need a hechsher. Aval hochadeika bigavei pachsim kezayis nevela. But here where you have next to it less than a kezayis of nevela, even the ilu mitzarif le kezayis loy boy hechsher. Since if the Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, since if another half of a kezayis would add to this first half of a kezayis and it would form one whole kezayis, at that point you would not need hechsher because you have tumas nevela and whatever the cipher is to have tumas nevela doesn't need a hechsher. So now also that you don't have the full kezayis, you only have half, and it's attached to less than a bay of oichlin, we'll say also that it doesn't need a hechsher. Rashi in Bechairis, Daf Yudam Adalev, says not because in the future it could be mitzarif with half a kezayis, but where is this pachas mikezayis coming from? A full carcass, a full nevela, where there was a kezayis. So since at that point it had a tumah chamura, so now also where it's less than a kezayis, we consider it that it has the strength of a tumah chamura and therefore doesn't need hechsher. So now we have answered the case of by behema. We were comparing Adam to behema, that behema has a mila over Adam, that only the dam of a behema is aser and not the dam of an Adam, because Adam only has tumah chamura, not tumah kala, and behema has both. So we have explained, how does behema have tumah kala? It's speaking about a case we have pachas mikizayis, and it joined up with less than a bay of food, and there will be a din of tumah kala there, and it needs machshava, but you don't need hechsher. As we turn to daf chaf aleph on the base, and now lafuke mace, now we can exclude mace, that the dam of a mace is not, there's no of chorus. Why? Because afel gav de memalalei, let's say he'll take less than a kezayis of a mace and add it to less than a kebeya of food, and he'll say he wants this all as a foodstuff. Loi metamet tumasachal. Here, by a mace, it will not be metamet tumasachal. There won't be a tumakala. Why? Mishum de batla daita is a koladim, because most people do not consider a piece of meat, flesh from a mace to be a viable food substance, and therefore his mind that he says it is considered food is bottle towards everyone else, and we have to say that since most people don't consider it food, it's not considered a food, and therefore there is no tumakala by a mace. So here we have where a behema has tumachamura by a kezias nevela, it has tumakala by less than a kezias nevela attached to less than a bay of food, whereas by a mace there is tumachamura of the matama adam v'kelim tumachamura, but you don't have tumakala even when he's mitzarf pachas mikezias to pachas mikebeya of food. It will not be considered oichlin to be matama tumakala. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chanina gives a different teretz, and he says, afilu tamed havei kezias. You could say here that we're speaking about there is a kezias, not like the previous answer that we're speaking about pachas mikezias. So where is there a case where the nevela will be metame tumas oichlin and not tumas nevela and not the tumah chamura, only the tumah kala? Here we're speaking about kegon shekipu bebetzek. He covered it up with dough, and therefore the tum of the nevela cannot go through the dough. If so, then it loses its Tumah Chamura of Nevela, and you're dealing with Tumah Kala, then, as we learned from the Pasuk on Amid Aleph, Al Kozer Zeruah Sher Yuzara, that just like over there it needs a Hechsher, where it's not a Tumah Chamura, it's only concerning a Tumah Kala by Zroyim. So here, where there's no more Tumas Nevela, you should require a Hechsher. And says the Gemara, Hani Milaba Eichlan Acharini, Dulay Metama Loi B'Maga V'Loi B'Masa. That's only by other foods which are not Metama by touching or by carrying. Aval Hachabat over here by the Nevela, Nehei Dulay Metama B'Maga, even though there is no Tumas Nevela by touching the Nevela. Why? Because it is all covered up with dough, and the Tumas Nevela cannot go through the dough. But B'Masa, by carrying the Nevela, which has dough all around it, Mio Latame, it will be Mitame Dohatonle, because the case is speaking about where he is carrying it. And therefore, since it has the Tumas Nevela Legabe Masa, therefore it still goes into the Klal, the Kol Shesoifer, to have a Tumah Chamura, it doesn't need Hechsher. But Legabe Tumah Kala of this Oichel touching another Oichel and be Mitameit. So, Legabe Maga, there is no Tumas Nevela here. There is no Tumah Chamura because it covered Bebetzek. And it cannot penetrate, it cannot pierce through the Betzek to be Metame through Tumas Nevela. So, Legabe Maga, there's no Tumah Chamura. That's why there's a Tumah Kala. However, you don't need Hechsher because there still is the Masa part, the carrying part of Nevela, which is still here. La Fuke Mace, this will exclude a Mace. The afal gav the chipu bebetzek, even though you covered up the mace with dough, mitame tumah chamura. By an odom hamace, there is no impediment the fact that, let's say, the mace will be embalmed with dough. Why? The tumah boikas v'oilo, boikas v'yaredes, as Rashi explains, as long as there's no tefach between the mace and above the mace, it's less than a tefach, so then we say that the tumah goes up all the way, anything that crosses over the mace. If there's no halal tefach, let's say in the oron that the mace is in, there's no tefach of air space that will stop the tumah. If there's less than a tefach, the tumah will jump up and affect anyone who goes on top, and it's by kas v'yaredes. It goes all the way down if there's no impediment of a halal, of a tefach. So therefore, here is what we are comparing mace to behema. That's why we say that only the dam of a behema is usur, is a chi of chorus, and not dam of mahalchei shtayim, not of an adam, because by behema, if the nevela is not covered up with dough, then you have the full tumah chamura of mago masa. If it's covered up with dough, you have the tumah chamura of masa. You don't have the tumah chamura of maga, and for that, the tumas oichlin will help, as Rashi explains. If the dough was less than a beya of oichlin, it will be mitzaref with the nevela to make it into a shear of a beya of tumas oichlin, and it will be metame the tumakala. Whereas by an adam amase, there is no tumakala, and yet in the same case where it's covered with dough, there will be tumah chamura, because by tumah chamura of a mace, it does go through the dough. It's by kas v'oila, unless you have a halal of a tefach. The next two lines, or three lines, which are in parentheses, the Mesoras HaShas tells us that we are not gores. The Gemara now analyzes the next part of the braisa. So, Amar Mar, we learned before, Yotza Dam Dog V'Dam Chagovim Shekulon Heter. We are memayate the blood of fish and of grasshoppers because they are totally mutter. My kuli heter, what do we mean by this? Ilei midechalbi mutter, if you're going to say that the fat is mutter, hare chayo de chelba mutter, the fat of a chaya is mutter, the chaylev is only by a behemoth, not by a chaya, v'doma aser, and yet the dam is aser. So that cannot be the reason why the dam, for example, a fish is mutter, because there's no iser chaylev. Because a chaya also has no iser chaylev, and yet it has an iser dam. The elemishim, the less by iser ganonasha, maybe you'll say the reason is because there's no gid hanasha by a dog or chagovim, vare oif, the less by iser gidonosh, as we learned on Amud Aleph, an oif, which doesn't have a kaf of basar. So there is no iser of the sciatic nerve of gid hanosha, and yet vadomi aser. So why don't we say the same thing by fish, for example? Elamai kuli heter, what does it mean? Kuli heter, the leboy shchita, that both fish and grasshoppers, chagovim, do not require shchita. And by a oif or a behema, they are usher until they have shechita, and therefore we cannot say that there's an iser dam by dogim or chagavim. They're not the same as oif and behema. Continues the Gemara. Amar, we learned before in the Baraisa, ma oif she'em boy klaim af behema. The Gemara wanted to know why you need oif and behema. Why couldn't it just say oif and we would learn out behema from oif? And the Gemara, the Baraisa answered that if we just say oif, I would say that the only behema where dam is usher is like an oif. Just like an oif, there's no din klayim. So to any animal where there's no din klayim, its dam would be prohibited. However, an animal where there is an iser klayim, not like an oif, its dam would not be prohibited. That's why the Torah had to say, Talmud Leimer behema. The Torah had to say also, not only oif, but also behema, to tell you all behemas are usher, whether they are involved in an iser klayim or they're not involved in an iser klayim. Ask the Gemara, climb to my, what climb are we speaking about? Elema climb to harva, if you're speaking about a mixture of animals concerning mating together, or uklayim de harisha, or where it says in the Torah that you shouldn't put a shor and a chamor together, an ox and a donkey, so that they could do plowing. If that's what we're speaking about, and you're going to tell me that that applies only, for example, to a shor and a chamor, but it doesn't apply to an oif. But that's not true. But now we learned in the Mishnah that not only are animals in the Isser of Klaim Legabe mating and Legabe plowing together, but Chayav Oif Kiyotzben, that undomesticated animals and birds also cannot have Harvo with other Minim or make Harisha with other species. So that's not what our Bryce is speaking about. Elam Rabaya, what it means is, Shet Simray Ein Chayov Alav Mishum Klayim, that the wool of the bird, in other words, its feathers, if you would sew them together with pishtan, for example, or with tzemer, there would not be any Isser of Klayim. So I would have thought that which animals are included in the Isser Dam, those animals whose wool, if it's mixed with sheep wool or with linen, there is no iser of klayim, like an oif that has no iser klayim, in that case feathers with linen together. Only those animals are chayiv in dam. That's why the Torah had to tell me behema, that all animals, even a sheep whose wool is part of the iser of klayim, it also has an iser of dam. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Dam Shrotzim Leiken Olav B'Kazayis. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the Dam of Shrotzim, one receives Malkus when it's a Shear of a Kazayis. Rashi says the Gemara now had a Havamin in the words of Rav, that Rav meant to say to give Malkus for eating the Dam of Shrotzim. Although there's no Chi of Chorus, there will be an Isser Lav and there would be Malkus. Meisvei, I'll ask you a Kasha from a Brisa. Dam Hatchol, the blood of a spleen. Dam Halev, the blood of the heart. Dam Hakloy is the blood of kidneys. Dam Evorim, the dam of all limbs, haray elu b'loisase. There is a loisase, you're over a lav. It's not considered dam hanefesh, for which there's a chiv chorus. However, there would be a chiv malchus. Then the brisa continues, dam malchishtayim, the blood of humans who walk on 2 feet. Dam shrotzim, the blood of these creeping insects, the 8, and not only the 8, of course, all shrotzim, even those who are not metame. Urimashim and the crawling things, usur, they are usur, ve'ein chayavin alav, there is no chiyav. And the pashtus is that it's trying to say, these don't even have a chiyav malchus. The first case in the Mishnah, all those cases were malchus, dam shrutzim was malchus without chorus, and now by mahalchishtayim and shrutzim and urimashim, there it's not even oivra alav, you don't even get malchus. So that's difficult on Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav the Dam Shrutz and Loiken Alav, and here we see in a Braisa that Ein Loiken Alav. The Gemara says no, my Ein Chayavin Alav. What does it mean that Dam Shrutzim? You are not Mechuyev on Kares. You're not Mechuyev Kares. So the Gemara says, as the Bach puts in the word Avol, Avol Alav Mechayev. You're telling me Kares not, but Alav, yes, there would be Malkus. I have two reasons to say you're wrong. Chod the Dehine Resha. Why, as Rashi explains, do you divide up Dam Shrutzim from Dam Hatchoyel? You should put it all together. Because Dam Hatchoyel, Dam Alev, Dam Hakloyes, Dam Evorim are Loisase, Malkus. No chorus, but Malkus, and so too Dam Halkishtam, Dam Shrutzim, or Mashim. Why do you make it to two separate cases? It should all be one case. It must be that this has a different halacha. The Yoida second question, we learned beferish that Dam Shrutzim, it's mutter. There is no isser of Dam. Tana, milav nami kamamadle. The Tana, earlier in the Braisa, was memided even from Alav, Diktani, because we learned in the Braisa, Yotza Dam Shrotzim Shein Bem Tumachamura, that there is no halach of Tumachamura by Dam Shrotzim, so it's not like Eifim Behema. And what Pasuk were we speaking about there? The Pasuk, V'chol Dam Loi Soichlu. That's a Lav. That's not the Pasuk of Chorus. That's a Pasuk of a plain Lav. And from that also, the Tana was memayet Dam Shrotzim, so you see it's not even within the parameters of a plain Lav without Chorus. So how could you tell me that Ein Chayavin means there's no chorus, but there is Malkus, when we see Beferish the Tana was memayed even for Malkus? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rab Zeira says, the Pshat in Rav is totally different. History by Mishum Sheretz like it. If, when Rav said, Dam Shrutzim Loiken Alav, it's not like we had learned in the Havamina, like Rashi told us, that Loiken Alav means for Dam. No, Loiken Alav means for Sheretz. Rashi explains that we are mitzaref, as we've learned before in the Avdal and Amid Beis, that you could be mitzaref the dumb of the sheretz to the flesh of the sheretz together to make a shear of a kezayis for the isser of achilas dum. And but so if he was warned for sheretz, then even if he ate dumb with the sheretz together, it's mitzaref together that loike gets malchus for what? For sheretz. But what happens if they said that they're giving him a warning, Mishum Dam, Eino Loike, then he doesn't get Malkus, because, in fact, for Dam of a Sheretz, there's no Malkus, there's no Lav, it's not included in Kol Dam, Loi Soichlu. This is how Rav Zeira understands at the Maskana what Rav really meant to say with Dam Shrutz and Loiken Lav. He meant only Loiken because of the Isser Sheretz, and not because of the Isser Dam. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav, said Rav, Dam Dogim Shekinsu Aser. The fish blood that was put into a keli, it is also Rashi says, the michlav b'dam behema, because it can be confused with the dam of an animal, it looks like the dam of an animal, v'haroya oimer mutter lechol dam, and the person who is watching the other person eat this dam thinks he's a religious Jew when he's eating the dam, so it's a mar sa'ayin that dam behema is mutter, since the dam dogim looks like the dam behema. Meisve, I'll ask you a question from the Braisa that we mentioned before. As Rashi explains, we had in the Braisa brought down a few lines above two halachas, that dam hatchoyl and the other dam evorim are over if you eat it beloy saseh, but there's no chorus because it's not dam hanefesh. We also had a halacha that dam of mahal cheshtayim of humans and dam shrutzim are usser, but even though they're usser, there is no loy saseh involved. And then there's a third part of the Braisa, which we're bringing now. Dam, dogim, dam chagovim, mutter v'afil l'chatchila. The blood of fish and of grasshoppers is mutter, even l'chatchila. So how can you say that dam dogim, if you collected it in a keli, is usser, because you could mix it up with dam behema? Here we see dam dogim is mutter, even l'chatchila. The Gemara answers very simply, ha hu hi b'shalaykensu. There it's speaking about where you didn't gather the blood in the keli, rather the blood dried out on the fish. He ate the fish, and therefore we're not worried about someone seeing it, as we would if he drinks a cup of this blood, because it's on the fish. It's not so recognizable that there is blood on the fish, and therefore we're not worried about marasayin, and it is permitted. Ki ka'amar Rav. When was Rav saying that it's usur bishakinsu? The rabbanan usur because of marasayin when it's gathered in a kli. So the Gemara says that this answer is not a valid answer. Why? Because if this is what the Seif is speaking about, the third case of the Braisa by Dagim and Chagavim, then by the second case, by Mahal Chishtayim, the dam of a human, the Kavaseh Gabi Mahal Chishtayim, Bishulei Kintzu. So there where it says that there's no Chiv Lav, there's no Chiv Malkus, but it's still Usur, that's speaking by a human, Bishulei Kintzu. Because in the case where by a human it's Usur, we're saying that by dam of fish, it's Mutter. So if dam of fish is speaking about Lei Kintzu, then the dam of Mahal Chishtayim is also by Lei Kintzu. And you're telling me that it's Usur, me Usur, is it then Usur? I'll bring you a that it's not usur. Vatani, we learned that Bryce, Adam Shagabi Kikar, if a person had human blood on a loaf, Goyruroi, he grates it off, he scrapes it off the roll, Vaichle, and he eats it. He eats the roll. Shalbanishanim, if he had blood coming out from his teeth, might to say he sucks on it, Uboiloi, and he swallows it, Ve'enoi Chayshish, and he's not worried about it. It's mutter 100%. As Rashi explains, by the dam that's on the Kikar, there the Rabbanan said there's a mitzvah, although it is permitted blood. However, it's a mitzvah to scrape it off, as the Gemara will discuss on the next stuff. But by if it's in the shinayim, it's still mechubra, it's attached to the person. There's not even a mitzvah to abstain from it, and therefore he's allowed l'chatchila to suck it and be boileya. So what do we see? That dam of a ben adam that was not brought into a bowl is in fact mutter, as we see from the case of the Dam HaShinayim. Ela the Gemara retracts, and the Gemara says we have to answer the question on Rav, who said Dam Dogim Shakinsu is Usur. From the Braisa, the third case of the Braisa, Dam Dogim is Mutter, Hahimas Nisa, that Braisa, the Ispe Kaskasim. It's speaking about that it is Konus in a Keli, but it has scales in it. So everyone looking at the Keli with the blood will realize that this is not dam of a behema. There won't be any marasayin because they'll realize why are there scales in that dam to indicate to everyone that this is dam of fish. Ki kamar Rav Asher. When did Rav say that if you have gathered dam of a fish in a keli, it's Asher, the less bekas kasim, that there are no scales there, and therefore there's no heker. You cannot recognize that this, in fact, is coming from the fish. And haroyed, a person who sees it will think it's coming from a behema. There will be marasayin, and that's why it's Asher Rabbanan. The same case by a mahal shtayim is speaking where it's gathered in a keli. There's no heker that this is dam adam. People will confuse it with dam behema, and therefore that's the reason why the Braisa said in the second case that dam mahal shtayim is in fact usur midrabbanan because of marasayin. So if we were to summarize what we have learned here, it comes out that we have various halachas. The blood of an animal's spleen, the tchoil, or other limbs, that is a din of dam evorim, and there's no din chorus because it's not dam hanefesh, but it's still usur midrabbanan. That was the first case of the braisa, and the person would get malchus for being oiver. The dam of humans and shrotzim is usur, but there's no oinish. It's usur midrabbanan. And this we'll be speaking about where the human blood was collected in a keli, and it's usur midrabbanan because marasayin, because people think it's animal blood. Concerning shrotzim, we learned that it depends what he got warned for. If he got warned for sheretz, then the dam is mitzarif with the flesh of the sheretz for a kezayis to be chayiv for eating sherets. However, if he was warned for dam, then there is no oinish, because for dam shrotzim, although it's usur, because it looks like dam behem, it's usur midrabbanan, it's marasayin, but there's no isur, he's not oiver on a lav. And finally, we have the dam of kosher fish, which, even if it's collected in a keli, it's mutter even l'chatchila, as long as you have a heker to identify it. If you have scales that are in the dam, then everybody knows it's fish blood, and therefore it's mutter. And the same thing will hold true with dam chagavim. If you could, there's a way to recognize that this is blood from a grasshopper, then it too will be totally mutter. So it comes out that when we learned the Braisa at the beginning of this Perek, that there were a number of things that were nismayet from oif and behema, it comes out that some things were nismayet only from the din of Korus, but they remain Osir Belav Minatayra. And there's a Chiv Malkus. There are other things that are Mutter Midaraisa. There's not even a Chiv Lav, like Dam of a human, but there could be an Isser Derabbanan Marsayin if it's collected in a Keli. And then finally, if you have a hecker of scales by fish, fish blood is Mutter Afil Chatchila. So although we're Mamayat all of these things, some are Mamayat from Koris, but they're a Lav. Some are Mamayat even from a Lav, but they're Osir Midarabbanan. And some are Nismayat from everything, and they're Mutter Lichatchila.